www.thebeatsofjazz.com.
One part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later,
except Stevie B is not in the house tonight. But can we really be surprised? I mean, you know, when it really comes time to get serious about life and do the hard work, where's Stevie B? He's on some movie set tonight. Actually, that's not true. You know where Steven's at tonight? He is volunteering as a grunt in a high school comedy sketch, like these two or three, I don't know how many it is, really talented young high schoolers come and said, hey, we're doing this thing, talent show, can you come? So he's agreed to do that, and we're happy for him. And congratulations, because earlier today, our very own Ivan Quiñones, well, ladies, sad thing has happened. The last good man on earth is gone. Snapped up by the lovely Ms. Ray, and they are off gallivanting, I don't know, to Fuji or Fiji or somewhere. But anyway, we were happy to be able to celebrate with Ivan's family earlier today. And now it's time for Baldwin McCullough, live across the country. We're glad to have you with us. And Kevin McCullough is my name. Many of you hear the Kevin McCullough Show on many of these same stations throughout the week. But tonight, I am particularly excited. Not because I have someone who's better looking than Stephen Baldwin in the studio with me tonight, but someone who arguably is a better actor. No, I'm kidding. Oh. I'm kidding. He's just a good friend of Baldwin McCullough, and Todd Chapman is his name, and he is with one of our favorite organizations on the entire planet. Todd, welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live.
Thanks, man. Good to be here.
You look pretty spry for 9 p.m. on a Saturday night.
Well, you know, I slept all day to be ready for this. So,
did you take extra 5-hour energies before you came in?
I did. Okay. 3 Pepsis.
I'm
good to go.
Well, you notice I showed up with my mandatory requirement. It's the 745-ounce Mayor Bloomberg Special Sugar-Free Red Bull.
Nice.
It gets me through. You know, one or two of those a day. Listen, you're with Food for the Poor. Why are we talking to you tonight? What are you here for?
Well, we're really excited about our partnership with Baldwin and McCullough, and we are providing clean, safe drinking water for the people of Haiti, which is a country that's near and dear to my heart. I've been down there a number of times, and I know it is to yours as well. You've got family ties.
Family relations. Yes.
And we're just doing some amazing stuff here, providing clean water, safe drinking water, and sanitation systems for people in Haiti.
People have been hearing us talk about this for a few weeks now, and the opportunity here is, it's more than just what some people may be willing to immediately dismiss. We're not talking about turning on a spigot and giving them a gallon of clean water and going, isn't that nice? The situation there is dire. Now, we've already spoken with Angel Aloma and some others from Haiti, and we have heard some of these stories, but Todd, some of those listening tonight have not. When the 7.3 quake happened in Haiti, It did more than just crash buildings onto people. It actually poisoned many of the natural drinking water sources that the country had.
Well, what you've, you know, prior to the earthquake, Haiti was obviously in destitute poverty, has been for decades upon decades. Lack of sanitation systems. You've got, I think it's 80% of the country that doesn't have a modern sanitation system. And so you add to that a fancy word for toilet. Toilets.
That sewage flow and takes the stuff where it's supposed to, and not into the drinking stream.
You go away and you don't think about it again. Doesn't happen in Haiti.
Yeah.
There they have what we call flying toilets, which is like a baggie where you do your business in that, and it comes flying out of a hut. So watch where you're stepping and walking. They don't have it, or a bucket in the corner, and they dump it out in the streets or in these open sewage trenches, and so you know, it gets into the soil. That's where cholera has come from,
right?
Because it's human feces that are in the soil.
That's what people don't realize, and that's what I was getting to. The 7.3 earthquake, it was bad before, but once that occurred, the limited amounts of places where people could get kind of untouched water to drink has been massively harmed. And so you have the flying toilets that sometimes do fly into the water streams, and you've got these different things. But then you've got the infrastructural problems that dump chemicals, human waste, animal waste. One village upstream may be washing everything off. The town downstream gets all of those chemicals in their water. The price it's extracting on the children of Haiti is what?
So many different damages that come from lack of clean water. Number one, health. It takes a tremendous toll on their health. Kids are drinking water that literally can kill them. But what's the option? You don't drink water? That will certainly kill you in a matter of days. So you've got people, you know, having daily to face the choice, do I drink this water that is likely contaminated, or do I not drink and face certain death? So that's thing number one, health concerns. And all of the different diseases, cholera, typhoid, pneumonia, diarrhea, colitis, there's so many numerous diseases, hepatitis, that all come from contaminated water. The second price that that they pay is an educational price, the kids do. Because with limited sources of clean drinking water, it often falls to the kids. We're talking preteens, early teenage kids, to take a couple containers of water and walk miles to retrieve water. And then they have to carry back these heavy jugs of water. It'll take them hours. You know, I've met kids that spend 6-8 hours a day walking several miles each direction to get water, fighting with crowds of people at these water sources, and oftentimes They're low water sources anyway, low supply. So these kids come back empty-handed. Then they have to go back again. So obviously, if you're doing that, you have to provide, you know, a 10-year-old girl like Chopette that we met, it is her job to provide water for the family. Mom has to watch the younger kids. Dad has to go out and seek work. She has to go every day to get water. She cannot go to school. What kind of future does she have if she cannot get an education? And then you've got the economic cost, because adults also have to go get water instead of finding work. And so there's an economic toll that it takes on it as well. It's been said, and I really believe it's true in my experience in third world countries, that without clean water, you cannot solve this jigsaw puzzle of poverty.
Mm.
It's the key component to addressing poverty and breaking that cycle. You have to have clean water.
That makes sense. That's Todd Chapman from Food for the Poor, and you know that they're an organization that Stephen and I both love. This is Baldwin McCullough Live. If you want to see Chapette's story, by the way, jump on over to our charitable foundation's website, domuchgood.com, domuchgood.com. There's a video there that I just want you to process. I just want you to watch it start to finish and see what this little girl has to do two times a day to get water. And then if you're moved, here's the solution. $100 gives one child clean water guaranteed for the rest of their life. And we're not talking about the clean spring where the kid may wait in line to get it, but it still has some of that junk in it that we're talking about. They just can't see it. We're talking about as clean as the bottled water on the store shelves, maybe cleaner, depending on what brand you drink. But it will guarantee that they have clean, healthy water, the contaminants removed from it. At $100 per child, Todd, I did the math on this last week, over the lifespan of an average person in Haiti, if you figure that out, that's less than 0.0078 cents per day.
Wow.
Like, how cheap do we have to be not to be willing to give a penny per day for a kid to have a clean glass of water, especially when you understand, according to what Angel Loma told me, of Food for the Poor, that about 1 in 8 children die from waterborne diseases. 855-916-HOPE is the phone number. Let me give that to you again. It's 855-916-4673. 855-916-4673. And there are operators standing by even tonight on Saturday to take your call. But if you would prefer to give online, you can do that as well. It's at domuchgood.com. Domuchgood.com. You're listening on Sirius XM. You're listening on 328 radio stations across the country. Friends, we are grateful that you're here. Thank you for doing this. No matter what time of day you're hearing this broadcast, if you're getting the podcast the next week after this broadcast is aired, you can still, it's not too late. We are trying to rescue 1,000 children by supplying clean drinking water for them. We're trying to save the lives of 1,000 children. And I'm very, very happy that some of you have already taken this and owned it and are working towards a solution with us. But we cannot do it without you. 855-916-4673. That's if you would like to call, 855-916-4673. It's a toll-free call. Or you can go online to domuchgood.com. You can watch Chapette's story by video, and you can also read about another girl there by the name of Nashaleen, and I hope that she'll take the time to do it. 855-916-4673. This is Baldwin McCullough. Back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation up my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York every Saturday night, and we're glad that you're with us, particularly tonight, friends, because we are going to help children that are just breaking my heart. When I first heard about the cholera outbreak in Haiti, and you may not know about it, but what caused it was the 7.3 earthquake. You heard about that. The infrastructure crumbled. The water sources are polluted. You've got human feces, you've got animal feces, you've got chemicals, people washing their motorcycles in the fresh water supplies, what is kind of thought to be fresh water supplies. And what's happening is children are drinking this. They're drinking the water with the fecal matter in it. And Todd Chapman is with us from Food for the Poor. I was doing some reading. The largest cholera epidemic in the history of the Western Hemisphere?
400,000 cases since October 2010.
And
7,000 fatalities.
I mean, that kind of problem. And it's one thing to bring the drugs and try to get the kids cured. It's another thing if they have to go back and drink the same water all over again.
Right.
Well, and that's where we're trying to fix it.
Yeah, no, exactly. But, you know, you have to understand about cholera. Now, you're right. Cholera, we thought it was, it's basically been considered a dead disease.
Right.
You haven't heard about it in decades. And then the earthquake occurs and it unleashed it. And, you know, you've got an entire water table in Haiti that's largely contaminated. And so that's part of the challenge, you know, as we put in these water systems and wells. We've got to get down below that to actually good, clean water or purify, and we can talk more
right
about that. What are
well, and that's
later
the and w- so basically, friend, what we're doing is we're wanting to install in three of the most remote areas where the situation is really bad. I mean, really, just heartbreaking bad for the kids that are there. They're dying at a rate of about 1 in 8 from the water related issues before the age of 5. There's other kids dying even beyond that, but they're dying at a rate of about 1 out of every 8 before the age of 5 because they're drinking water with feces in it. Chemicals, other types of bacteria and problems. But here's the thing. We can help. So these water purification systems, we go in and we install, and with Food for the Poor and with others that will, the manufacturer actually of the unit, will be able to go in there and put in a permanent solution that will then allow them to purify the water that's there, help collect new rainwater that falls in a healthy and safe way, and also help them find additional clean water sources. And, friends, these are not inexpensive. They cost, you know, about $33,000 each to install. Todd, one of the things that I was really grateful to hear from Angel Aloma, who's the executive director of Food for the Poor, is he told me, he said, Kevin, the manufacturers of these have even promised that if we install them, that for the life of that machine, they will go down and replace anything that goes wrong on it. Another earthquake happens, it gets damaged, they'll replace it at their own cost. That's how good of a guarantee we're going to have on this. So this is a permanent solution to clean water for these very hard-to-reach areas.
Yeah, it's permanent from the standpoint of it's a sustainable solution, number one. These purification units, they filter 10,000 gallons of water a day. That's enough to provide enough water for about 3,000 people. And so, you know, they're solar powered or they can be powered by generators. So depending on what's available there, you've got a choice. You know, solar power obviously is a great way to do it because in Haiti, you know, the sun shines most of the time. You've got a, you know, a power source that never ends. We also put them in enclosures, these concrete enclosures, because one of the big problems in Haiti, when you've got 80% unemployment and people are desperate, they will steal and wreck and, you know, whatever they can to just,
right.
they're desperate for survival. So we have put them in these locked down enclosures, concrete, so they're protected, they're safe from vandalism and theft. Then you talked about the maintenance issues there. Also, as part of this process, we train leaders in that particular community. That's one of the precursors to selecting a community that can get one of these units, is we have to have people there that will look after this. And
right.
We train them in how to maintenance it, service it. They keep the keys, so it's under lock and key at night. It's open during the day. And what it is, imagine just like a you know, big unit with a couple of big tanks and some motor and gizmos and stuff like that. And people, but all people really care about is when they want water and it's open, they come up with their jug and they open the spigot and they can fill up a gallon jug of water and take it back home. And they don't have to worry about it. It's clean, yeah. Safe drinking. Imagine that. For an entire village of 3,000 people, they no longer have to walk miles to get water that is bad. And then come home and either treat it with bleach or just take their chances and drink it. They know that they've got, you know, a safe, never-ending supply of water.
And they don't have to do everything with this water. This is the water that they really should be primarily consuming.
This is drinking and cooking.
Right.
Yeah, we have other systems with the houses that we build in Haiti. We build houses as well. We put a rain catchment system on them, a big tub. And it catches rainwater, and they can use that for watering their plants,
showering
and things like that. So yeah, this is, you know, this is designed to provide the 3 to 5 gallons of water that a person, the average person, needs for just
to be healthy,
drinking and cooking and things like that.
All right, friends, here's how you get involved, and it's real simple. You call 855-916-4673, and for every $100 that you can put towards this, you will rescue one child's drinking water for the rest of their life. It's about 0.0078 cents per day. Seriously. How stingy.
You said 0.0078
cents
That's
per day.
Less than a tenth of a penny.
It's insanely small.
Wow.
Over the course of their lifetime. That's how much it costs to get clean water to them. How can we not be involved? So, friends, you know that you can afford a penny a day. So you can afford whatever that 100 times whatever 0.0078 is. So would you do it? Would you just say, here's a gift of $100. I want to see to it that one of these 1,000 children will be given clean drinking water for the rest of their life. $1,000 will give 10 children water, 500, 5 children, $100, one child, rest of their life, clean drinking water. Cleaner than is in the bottles of Perrier and Evian. As Angel kept saying to me when I was talking with him the other day, he kept saying, yes, it's cleaner than the bottles. He must really idealize Perrier and Evian. have some in his
well, he's
fridge
a
or something.
Man, so.
Yes, I guess so. Well, maybe it's the fact that he's French Haitian or something.
Yeah,
but, Angel Aloma, his Perrier and Evian. But all kidding aside, friends, kids need clean drinking water. And they deserve not to have these diseases poured into their bodies through the water sources that are there. So here's when we come back from our next break. How long do I have till the next break, Owen? 90 seconds? Okay. Well, it's long enough for me to tell you this then, because Todd doesn't even know this. For every person that goes to the phone right this very minute and gives a gift of any size, your gift will be matched right now.
Wow.
To give a gift of any size for the next 15 minutes. So if you can give $1,000, if you can give $10,000, if you can give $500, if you can give $100, if you go, we have one donor that has decided that they are going to match every dollar-for-dollar gift that is given in the next 15 minutes. You call right now and make that gift. 855-916-4673. 855-916-4673. You can also do it online because we can see the timestamp. DoMuchGood.com. Go there and give. If the lines are busy, get online and give that gift now. DoMuchGood.com. 855-916-4673. Let's do some good. Let's not be typical selfish people. Let's go beyond who we are and make a difference for a child that desperately needs it and will likely die if we don't just give them a cup of clean drinking water. 855-916-4673. This is Baldwin McCullough Live. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available, over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Thank you for being here every weekday. Thank you for listening on Sirius XM 131. Thank you for listening on 328 great radio stations across the country, from Fairfax, Alaska, to Orlando, Florida, from New York City to San Diego, California, and pretty much everywhere in between. Thank you for being where you are. And for those of you that are listening to us tonight, maybe for the first time, saying, Kev, do you always talk about children that are in need? Well, no, we don't. We usually have a lot of laughter, and we cut up and have a good time. Steven's on a film location shoot this week, and he's also got a live performance that he's helping a local high school with, so we're excited for that. Big congratulations go out to our operations vice president at Extreme Media, Ivan Quinones, who is celebrating his nuptials tonight. But tonight we're using this opportunity to do something extremely important for children that have nowhere else to turn. So I want to say thank you to Victor from Portland for your gift of $100. I want to say thank you to Mark, who was listening on Sirius XM from Fort Worth, Texas, my hometown. Second gift in the campaign. Thank you, Mark, for giving, and we appreciate that. I want to say thank you also to Brett from Medford, Oregon, with a $100 gift. And I want to say thank you to Wade, who called from San Angelo, Texas, and said, you know what, I want to help six kids. He gave a $600 gift. And that is going to impact the lives of six children.
From San Angelo, Texas.
From San Angelo, Texas.
I've been there. They don't have much water out there.
maybe he was saying, well, I understand how important it is for him then.
West Texas, man.
But,
it's dry out there.
Yeah, Wade, thank you for that generosity. And there's lots of others that have called. Right now we're in the midst of something very, very important. Someone just let us know that if you would call in the next few minutes, the next 15 minutes or so, you will have every dollar that you give right now to help provide clean drinking water matched dollar for dollar. So I would love to see New York City and WNYM listeners try to outdo Sirius XM Channel 31 listeners. I'd love to see WRC listeners in Washington, D.C. try to outdo KCBQ listeners in San Diego. I'd love to see KSLR listeners just, you know, really take it to KGFT listeners in Colorado Springs. Wherever you may be, whatever you're listening to right now by way of radio station, we would love for every person. Todd, and I think this could be very easily accomplished if we had every person call and say, I'll take care of one child, just one child at a gift of $100, we could probably save all 1,000 children tonight.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, you think about it, Kevin, $100, I don't know, you know, some people pay for water, some people have wells, but I would dare say most of us have to pay for city water and sewer. So what's your water bill every month?
Oh, well, hold on there. Okay, stop right there.
What?
First, you got the water bill.
Right.
Okay. And then you've got the lovely bride who likes to not drink the water out of the tap, so you get the filter for your refrigerator so that the stuff that comes out of the refrigerator is filtered, right?
And then you got the bottles.
That's not good enough. No, water refrigerator's not good enough. So now we got to go to the fairway and get the bottled water to have just, you know, when you go to bed, because you drink still water when you go to bed at night, so you have a bottle of still, like Poland Spring or whatever, next to your bed. But then she doesn't want to drink that for dinner, so you go and you get the San Pellegrino for dinner, and so you have the bubbled water for dinner, you've got the still water for bed, you've got the filtered water for the cold water in the fridge, and then you've got the water bill that you're paying for, and I'm saying, I don't know how much I spend on water each month, but it's a lot.
And I to think I was going to whine about my $50 a month water bill. That's where I was going with that, but forget about it now. It's it's over.
Yeah.
But, you know, think about that. $50, that's what I pay, $50 a month. Not factoring in the bottled water, because we got a bottled water addiction at
my
house.
Yeah, I know.
Too.
Your wife is exactly the same way. She wants the sparkling for dinner and
every
the still for
you
bedtime.
Know, I guarantee when I get back home, I will plumb the garage, and there will be three new cases of bottled water, because that's what the girls, you know,
she doesn't
going
make
to tennis
you get them out of the car?
Well,
I always have to be the one.
If I'm not home.
I'll get a text message. When you get home tonight,
come down and
can you get the water out of the car before you come in?
Yeah. Well, I'm out of town a lot, so I think I escaped that one. But so there will be the three cases of water. What is that? I don't even know what it costs, because I don't buy that. Is it like $10 a case on sale? Or?
Yeah, maybe 20.
Maybe
I mean, if you get a 20
on.
Count, I think if you get them for a dollar a bottle, that's pretty good.
Or how toity you are. I mean, if you like the really toity stuff,
right,
then you'll. But so think about it. You know, I would guess any one of us listening probably could say over the course of a month, we may spend $100 on water, right? And we're talking about you could provide a lifetime of clean, safe drinking water for kids that don't have it right now.
It costs
for $100.
0.0078 cents per day for the rest of the child's life to give them clean drinking water. Friend, think about the change that's in your pocket right now. Think about what are you going to do with, even if it's just a few pennies, that's still more than is enough to supply that water for that child. If we had every person listening do one child at $100, and friends, there's some of you that can do much more than that, we would take care of all 1,000 of these kids.
Boom.
DoMuchGood.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, "We don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare," they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults. If you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or AMTCAudition.org.
From New York, I'm Kevin McCullough, and if you're missing, yeah, he's out getting his.
What is that?
He is.
Does
often
he snort when he laughs?
He will often tell stories in the middle of what he just, and you're like, oh man,
I could do that from over here.
Yeah, he's probably glad he's not in studio with us tonight, though, Todd, because I just hammered Alec this week. I just went after him. Because he said, what did he say this week? Here's what he said. He said conservatives, this was a great line. that I just thought showed the left's ultimate hypocrisy. But Alec Baldwin, the dear beloved brother of my co-host, said this. He said, conservatives are so illogical. Everywhere you go, all they want to do is cut, cut, cut. Cut money for powerless people. That's the biggest problem I have with them. So I said, only problem with that, Alec, is you've misrepresented the position entirely. We believe there's more than one way to help people. Conservatives believe, in fact, most of the time that government helping people generally turns into ineffective, inefficient, wasteful corruption, i.e. Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and Obamacare. And then I said, by the way, every time the government takes money out of my pocket, I don't have as much left to give to the causes I believe in that I really want to see, you know, like building homes for defenseless kids, clean drinking water for children who are dying of cholera, feeding orphans, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, here's the difference. Some people believe that the hip-hop wannabe walking through Harlem in his Nikes, abusing his EBT / food stamps card and yapping on his iPhone is truly a powerless and poor person. Kevin McCullough believes that a girl in Haiti who drinks water with fecal matter in it and will die before the age of 5 is actually the powerless and poor among us. Mm-hmm. And then I said, Alec, here's what we're going to do to help the poor this month. And I gave him a link to domuchgood.com. And I said, what are you doing, Mr. Baldwin? So I'm probably going to be in a heap of trouble when Steven gets back. But it was worth it to just, you know, just make the point that we've been blessed in this country, and we think that poverty lives here in America. Hmm. We have no idea what poverty is like.
No.
And when you hold the children of Haiti in your arms, as I have, they're little malformed, malnourished bodies that are so small that you believe they're several years younger than they actually are,
right.
As my adopted daughter felt when I held her for the first time. By the way, she was the adoptive daughter that never came to be in the McCullough house because she got a parasite and died in a matter of about 3 hours that we can cure for an 89-cent vaccine in America. Okay, that's the difference, Alec. That's the difference in what we're talking about here. We're talking about genuine poverty, kids that are genuinely at risk. And so when I see people like Brian from Indiana give a $50 gift, knowing that that was all he was able to do, but because it was being matched in the last segment, that's going to save one child. That $50 gift now turns into one child's clean drinking water for the rest of their life. So, Brian, thank you. There was an anonymous gift from Windsor, Ontario, listening on Sirius XM, obviously. $100 gift. Thank you, anonymous. And for those of you, Robert from New Albany, Mississippi, $100 gift. Gerald from Inkster, Michigan. I've never been to Inkster, Michigan. Where is
Detroit
Inkster?
Area.
Okay. So the suburbs. Probably listening to WDTK tonight. But thank you, Gerald, for your gift as well. These things move my heart because they're saying, hey, we do see the powerless. We do see the poor. And we can solve this problem for them.
We have a very civilized poverty here in the United States. And, I will never say we don't have poor people because obviously we do. But
I will, Todd, because I've been to the other places and I still don't see what I saw when I held Rosmina in my arms.
No, that's true. But poverty is relative depending on, you know, what the majority of the people around you have. Now, you know, let's talk about what poverty is in Haiti.
Yeah.
The kind of poverty we're talking about.
I think that's what real poverty looks like.
Well, it is, me too.
Yeah.
Because we've been blessed to have seen that with our own eyes. But a lot of people here in the States have never seen that. They've never been outside our borders. They've never been in a third world country. I want you to imagine your life for a second. You're making $2 a day. You're mired in a country that has 85% unemployment. No sanitation. You don't have a toilet in your house. You can't get a job. You couldn't buy a job. You know, they're just not available. Your kids are starving to death. You can't go over to the wall, to the sink, and turn on a spigot to get clean water. Here's what you got to do to get water. Think how your life would change here in good old U.S. of A., just in this one little way. If you had to get up in the morning and to get water to brush your teeth or to have a glass of water in the morning, if you had to walk 3 miles carrying empty buckets down there, fight with people at the water source, and then walk carrying those fully loaded buckets weighing now, 40, 50 pounds apiece, all the way back to your house, sloshing it out as you go. So after hours of backbreaking labor and walking, you get home and you've got maybe 20% of what you started back with. And now you don't have enough water to cook and clean and drink like you needed to, so you got to do it all over again. How would you go to work? If you have to have the kids help you, how would your kids go to school? What kind of life would you have? Now, that's we can't relate to that because we're so incredibly blessed. We turn a spigot if we want water. We want light. We switch a, you know, we flick a switch.
Right.
We want food. We go to the box or we go to the, you know, to the Jack in the Box down the road. We are so incredibly blessed. We're talking about people that every day when they wake up, it's a day-to-day battle for survival between water and food and just trying to make just. Trying to scrape together, beg, borrow, steal, work for $2 a day. That, these are the people that we're asking you to help today. And I'm here to tell you, Kevin, as you well know, there is no help coming from inside their country. There's no welfare system. There's no government
assistance.
No safety
net.
There's no safety net at all.
And the international help that has come has largely not gone to the, where it needed to go.
Right.
So even, you know, the, I don't know, the big initiatives that you, because everybody saw the, you know, the white trucks pull up as soon as the earthquake happened. Oh, we're here to help.
Right.
Well, it's however many years later,
right.
And you have 450,000 cases of cholera. Yep. You have 7,000 deaths from it. You have children dying at a rate of 1 out of every 8. And most of it can be contained or improved by just getting them clean drinking water. By the way, that description of what Todd just described for a young girl, her name is Chapette, you can actually see that. Watch the video for yourself. Go to domuchgood.com and click, it's on that page in two places. Click either one of them. Watch the journey that that girl must go through.
Every day.
Twice a day. To try to have the water for her family. And by the way, the most heartbreaking part of that at all is that she passes on her way in the morning girls that are getting to go to school, mm-hmm. something that she will never probably get to do unless we...
Like a knife in her heart.
...get clean drinking water for her. So here's the number, friends. It's 855-916-4673. I'm challenging you. Don't let these kids go without. 855-916-4673. $100 solves their drinking water, one child's, for the rest of their life. DoMuchGood.com.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE. 339-38.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD. .com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cookpot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night, 9 to 11 Eastern, and thank you for being here. We normally try to laugh as much as we possibly can, sometimes even at things that don't include Baldwin and McCullough. But tonight we are saying we can have fun, we can joke around, but it's really important that we pull together for this effort that we have launched with the Do Much Good Coalition. There's actually a number of radio shows that are involved in this coalition. The Danny Johnson Radio Show, which is heard on many of these same stations tomorrow evening, Sunday night every week. She is also helping us with this. The Kevin McCullough Show weekdays, Monday through Friday, also on many of these same stations, doing everything we can. And then the Steve Dace Radio Show, who's on some of these same stations and some of these not same stations. But these four radio talent are coming together and saying, hey, if we can't help the least of these among us, what good are we? What good are we? Why are we here? Do you just live your days, breathe in and out for a while, and then croak? Is that what life is about? None of us in the coalition believe that. And one of the reasons that we do these initiatives, and particularly this one, is that we feel like we have an obligation to help those that are in need, especially if we can do something about it. And so when I'm talking about carving out 0.0078 cents a day to save a child's life, how can that be a bad thing? How can that ever be something that we don't run to do as fast as we can? Some of you are hearing that, and I want to say thank you to those that are called. Edgardo from Brooklyn, your gift of $25. Thank you. Janet from Clarksville, Tennessee, $50 gift. Anne from Emerald Isle, North Carolina, $100. And also a $100 gift from Glendale, California. Nara Pashikin, I think is how you say your last name. Thank you for your generosity. I am moved by every one of these gifts and every one of these people that are taking it upon themselves to say, on my watch, I won't let another child die from dehydration and waterborne diseases. Todd Chapman is with us from Food for the Poor, our partner in this effort, another kind of key part of the coalition. And Todd, in this first hour, we've really laid out the picture of where things are at now. But in the time we have left, what is the future of a child that doesn't get help?
Well, you're looking at it right now with Haiti. 85% unemployment, two-thirds of the population illiterate, and we're losing one in eight kids under the age of five every year to preventable things like, a disease that they either get from bad water or from starvation, malnutrition. So that is the future unless there is an intervention that occurs, unless something changes. Really, I really believe, Kevin, that there's a lot of things. When you look at poverty, you say, well, you've got lack of housing, you've got lack of food, you've got lack of water, you've got lack of education. There's so many different aspects of it, but I really believe, and as many experts do as well, that water is the key. Water is the linchpin of this poverty equation, because there's so many things that hinge on it. Number one, it's life-sustaining. You can't live more than a few days without water. You just can't. You can't even grow food without water, so it impacts the food supply or preparing food.
Finish that thought when we come back. Hour two is on the way. It's Baldwin McCullough.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.